Over to you for your opportunity now to tell us what your local council isn't doing for you. We're not just talking about the fact that your rates are going up and up and up, but it might be your local park. It might be the rubbish policy that your local council has that you don't like, because plenty of you are happy to vent your spleen here on the radio, and I want you to this afternoon, but now you're going to have the opportunity to tell the state government about this. To tell you more, Charles Smith is the independent member for the East Metropolitan Region, and he joins us on Perth Live this afternoon. G'day, Charles.
Hey, Ollie. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. You work within a committee there, a select committee into local government. What are you having a look at?
Well, look, this is a brand new WA State Parliament Select Committee, and we're going to be inquiring into, amongst other things, Ollie, the function and the scope and really the role of local government in WA and how it's working or how it's not working. And I'm here really just to ask people to provide their stories to us so we can make the best possible decisions. And as you've said, mate, many, many people are so disgruntled with how their local government is operating, it's really essential they make a contribution.
Yeah, it is essential, because we talk about this here on the radio quite regularly, Charles, about issues within local communities, and that is generally most people's first taste with government is at the local level. Yep. And it might just be, yep, as you said, the rates, it might be the rubbish, it might be something that's going on within the council that really agitates you as a ratepayer, and you're not finding a solution.
Exactly right. And I mean, many dozens of people, I mean, we've had petitions in Parliament, we've had protests at Parliament about how local government is just seemingly becoming and perceived to be dysfunctional and broken. And these are real issues that people are getting so passionate about. And Parliament's got to act, mate. We've got to do something about it.
Yeah, you do. And you need to have a good look as well at the motivation of why some people run for local councils. And I've been calling for a while that everybody declares whether or not they're a member of a political party. And whenever I raise it, a lot of these local councillors say, no, but that's not our role. But, Charles, you and I are not blind here, and we can see exactly what's going on in regards to some of these party politics that are starting to infiltrate the decisions made at a very local level.
Yeah, look, let's not be naive about this. People who run for local government, many, many are or belong to a political party, right? It's like a breeding ground, a testing ground, if you want to take that career further. Mm. And those decisions are, which they take, are biased, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
And you just got to look at local governments like Fremantle, for example, which is a well-known local government council packed with sort of green left people. And that's just one example of how that government down there functions. And many, many people now are upset with Fremantle. We've got businesses leaving, businesses protesting that they're not doing enough, they're doing the wrong things, they're focused on political issues and not the local issue.
Yeah, that's right. Get back to what you have been voted in there by your ratepayers to do. So, Charles, we have until the 23rd of August, I believe, to put submissions into the committee. So if anybody listening to us this afternoon has a few issues and they want to submit something, you'd suggest they obviously do that over the next month.
Sure. So submissions to the committee are open now until, I think it's midnight, the 23rd of August, and they will be dealt with by the committee, and I hope and expect that within 12 months of that closing date, we will have a report prepared, and I hope that will then influence the state government in how they are reviewing the Local Government Act right now.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting committee, and very, very interesting when we hear and read what is in that report in about 12 or so months. Charles, thank you very much.
No worries. You're welcome. Thank you.
Charles Smith, the independent MLC for the East Metropolitan Region.